Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 60 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition, and I'm Shamari Mosley.
We would reach out to the parents to see if they do want to have their child tested.
A test-to-stay program is in the works for the Round County School District. Four schools in the Fayette County School District were evacuated Tuesday after officials received a bomb threat. Former nurses are trying to help their colleagues deal with the toll COVID-19 has on them. Education and Workforce Development Cabinet released the August 2021 unemployment report. In sports, local high school teams are preparing for conference play. But Luke has the stock report. A 30% chance of showers tonight, mainly before 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 50. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this. A test-to-stay program is in the works for the Round County School District. The state will be creating guidelines for schools in the coming weeks, but the district voted to begin the process now in order to identify labs which could provide tests and possibly staff to administer them. Renee Smith is the Director of Nursing and District Health in Round County Schools. She says once a COVID-positive case was identified, contact tracing would be used to see what students need to be quarantined or begin the test-to-stay protocol.
We test them for roughly 5 to 7 days. It's only for a school exposure. So if a student is exposed at home, that does not qualify. But I think it will keep our kids, more of our kids here in class, which is where we want them to be. We want them to be in person with their teachers and getting that social aspect of being with their peers. Because they've missed out on that for the last year and a half.
Smith says money has been set aside for school districts to do the testing. The board plans to hold a special meeting concerning the program within the next couple of weeks. Four schools in the Fayette County School District were evacuated Tuesday after officials there received a bomb threat. The ransom message came via a district tip line demanding $500,000 in Bitcoin be deposited by 12:30 p.m. Superintendent Demetrius Liggins said the unusual, specific, and time-sensitive nature of the threat drove his decision to fully evacuate Lafayette, Henry Clay, Dunbar, and Frederick Douglass High Schools, where the message indicated bombs had been placed. All students and staff were safely escorted out as officers began to sweep the buildings with bomb-sniffing dogs. The incident did cause some confusion for worried parents, some of whom said the district did not provide enough detail in its initial messages. Superintendent Legan says the school system wanted to be careful in releasing information.
We want to make sure we're communicating accurate information. Therefore, we often have to depend on the boots that are on the scene to find out exactly what's going on in order to relay that message to our families.
Liggins said, for now, he does not believe additional security measures will be necessary going into the future. No explosives were found during the searches. Governor Andy Beshear is encouraging employers to join a new program to help workplace policies align with the mission of opioid response. WMKY's Lakin Hupp has more.
The Cabinet for Health and Family Services, Kentucky Opioid Response Effort, Office of Drug Control Policy, Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, and the Kentuckiana Health Collaborative gathered virtually to launch the Kentucky Transformational Employment Program. KTEP helps employers find the staff they need to support and grow their businesses by outlining steps to facilitate access to treatment for current and future employees. Kentucky currently ranks 48th in the nation with low workforce participation with Commonwealth. Low workforce participation is linked to the low-level crimes such as drug-related offenses. When the nation's unemployment rate increases by 1 percentage point, the opioid-related overdose death rate rises by 3.6%. Employers interested in learning more about addressing opioids in the workplace, visit khcollaborative.org. For WMKY News, I'm Lakin Hupp.
Chandler, Good Samaritan, and the Kentucky Children's Hospital are maxed out on COVID-19 patients. The National Guard is assisting in the hospital warehouses, helping staff members for the next few weeks and longer if necessary. Currently, UK's hospitals have become the latest in the state to use this resource. UK Director of Logistics Chris Petter tells LEX18 his staff needs help moving things inside the warehouse to get into the hospitals.
Our input was just getting clogged down. We just didn't have the staff, the manpower, just to get really, at the end of the day, to get the product on the shelves to support our clinical teams so they can take care of our patients.
Hospitals say the surge of the Delta variant has been physically and emotionally draining on their employees, and they are thankful for the help the National Guard is giving them. Former nurses are trying to help their colleagues deal with the toll COVID-19 has on them. UK Healthcare offers pastoral care for its nurses and a program providing peer support called SOAR. Kent Browser is a registered nurse and professor at the University of Kentucky's College of Nursing. He tells WKYT he gives his nursing students a toolbox of resources to help with the burnout.
Showing people that there are a multitude of ways that you can de-stress, that you can relax, that you can create what we like to say resilience, right? And that's really the ability to bounce back in the face of adversity, stress, trauma. So what we're seeing now.
He says a lot of people may not understand what they're going through, but other nurses do. Education and Workforce Development Cabinet released the August 2021 unemployment report. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
According to the Kentucky Center for Statistics, the seasonally adjusted preliminary unemployment rate for the month was 4.3%. The jobless rates went down by 0.1% from July and down 1.2 percentage point from the 5.5% recorded a year ago. Kentucky's civilian labor force was a little under 2 million in August and an increase of around 5,000 individuals from July. The employment rate increased by 6,700. The statewide unemployment rate and employment levels are seasonally adjusted. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Flood damage from July's storm has displaced many eastern Kentucky families. 88 homes and 29 businesses were destroyed, yet the size and scope of the damage wasn't big enough to qualify for federal assistance. David Foster's home in Nicholas County was left uninhabitable. He tells LEX 18 the situation is very disheartening.
I'm very disappointed with them. I'm just going to tell you, I thought they were. We had a meeting down here, and they talked like they might pay $35,000. That's what everybody went in there thought everybody was going to get.
FEMA denied all claims as part of Governor Andy Beshear's federal disaster declaration following the flood on July 29th. U.S. Congressman Andy Barr, whose 6th district includes Carlisle, has joined Governor Andy Beshear in sending a letter of appeal over the FEMA decision to President Biden. A Lexington Parks Department employee is facing a temporary suspension over alleged inappropriate comments regarding religion, employees' clothes, and the LGBTQ community. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Documents obtained by the Lexington Herald-Leader show Deputy Parks Director Chris Cooper-Ryder has been suspended for 48 hours and ordered to undergo harassment training. The disciplinary actions come in response to 6 violations investigated by the city's Human Resources Department. They include remarks regarding religion, the LGBTQ community, COVID policy, and employees' clothing. The documents also suggest Cooper-Ryder engaged in conversations that could be meant to, quote, manipulate, intimidate, or threaten an employee's ability to promote within the classified civil service system. The leader reports Cooper-Ryder is appealing the suspension, with his attorney labeling the allegations, quote, untrue and politically motivated. Cooper-Ryder was also accused of sex discrimination and other violations while employed as a supervisor in Parks and Public Works in Ohio in 2008. A lawsuit alleging those claims was unsuccessful. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
One child was killed and 2 others were wounded in a drive-by shooting at a school bus stop in the Russell neighborhood in Louisville this morning. Wave 3 News reports the shooting happened just before 6:30 a.m. Family members of the boy who died say his name was Tyree Smith, a junior at Eastern High School. Officials with the Louisville Metro Police Department say the initial investigation shows a vehicle drove past the area where the students were standing, firing weapons before speeding away. Two students were struck by gunfire, the third was injured by unknown means and declined medical attention. Injuries to the second teen were non-life-threatening. The identities of the two other boys who were injured have not been released. A Kentucky man pardoned by former President Donald Trump is facing charges once again. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
Louisville native Jesse Benton was pardoned by President Donald Trump after his conviction in 2012 bribery plot. He has now been charged with campaigning-related crimes involving an illegal campaign contribution scheme in 2016. Benton has been accused in an indictment unsealed Monday. Trump pardoned Benton in December after his conviction in a case involving false records and campaigning reports to the Federal Election Commission. Investigators are also accusing Benton of conspiracy to solicit and cause an illegal campaign contribution by a Russian foreign national during the 2016 presidential election. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 10% chance of showers before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Friday, sunny with a high near 70. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. And for your Saturday, a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 71. On today's feature segment, Eastern Kentucky University and Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield launched a new healthcare scholarship. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
The Anthem Rural Medicine Scholarship will address access to care and improve health equity in Kentucky's rural areas by expanding the number of primary care providers. Officials say Kentucky suffers from rural health professional shortages in more than 40 different practices and has a need for PCPs. Anthem Medicaid President Leon Lamoro says their partnership with the university is designed to bring more providers to rural areas by educating more healthcare heroes.
So for me, being able to make an investment in education is kind of going all the way upstream to be able to affect the healthcare access later in life.
The scholarship will fund complete tuition and training costs for a minimum of 3 native Kentucky residents each year. Sarah Cornelison is one of the 8 recipients this year. She's very proud of the work she does for the community.
The patients I currently take care of are mostly from rural parts of Kentucky. Not only that, but they're my friends, my family, my neighbors. So it's important to me to be able to give back to those loved ones and friends that seek care in rural communities.
Each student was chosen based on academic excellence, an understanding for the Kentucky communities in need, and a commitment to serve in a rural health profession shortage area after graduation. They must maintain a minimum cumulative GPA of 3.3 or higher. EKU's president, Dr. David McFadden, says the scholarship increases students' success while bringing in more local providers to the area.
On the front lines, making sure that we're taking care of ourselves, taking care of our loved ones, and taking care of the next generation.
According to the Kentucky Center for Statistics, Eastern Kentucky health facilities will need almost 2,000 nursing jobs by 2024. Lamoureux says he believes making an investment in education means success for the future of healthcare access.
Anthem's excited to further our mission and to help make college a possibility for more students in the College of Health Science.
The 2021 recipients are Alan Sloss, Haley Bloom, Madison Trent, Alexis McWhorter, Brianna Goebel, Sarah Cornelison, Shane Duvall, and Sarah Darmagee. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282. Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
It's 60 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Shamari Mosley, here with Rachel Turner. and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Ethan Jenkins has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We are so glad you can spend time with us in the middle of the work week.
Many regional teams are preparing for conference play. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ethan Jenkins. They fought hard, but the Round County Senior High School volleyball team fell on the road to West Carter last night. The game went for a full five sets before the Lady Comets eventually came out on top, 3-2. West Carter's volleyball fans have become well known through the years, often creating a lot of momentum on their home floor. Still, Rowan head coach Steve Walter says his girls typically do well when in a crunch situation.
I think we've been rounding into it pretty well. Our passing and receiving is starting to gel up a little bit, which is allowing us to run our full array of offensive options. And our serving has gotten better. So, our whole thing is if we can keep pressure on the other team, we perform better.
Rowan has the night off. They'll be back in action tomorrow when they host Montgomery County at 7 o'clock. Morehead State Volleyball is working to lock in their consistency as they get ready to take on Austin Peay this weekend. Friday's road contest will be the Ohio Valley Conference opener for the Eagles. The team most recently hosted the Comfort Invitational, which was packed with heavy non-conference competition. But in those 3 days, Associate Head Coach Kirsten Becker McBride says she saw teammates continuing to take control of their positions.
Brenna Bomber did a great job. She ran the offense for all three games, and she stepped up really well and connected a lot with our attackers. And then Irene Wogenstahl had a really good weekend on the right side. She was really effective in a lot of the different matches, and Brenna had the ability to give her some pretty aggressive sets, and then Irene was doing a good job taking care of them.
MSU will play the Governors twice this weekend. Game time Friday is set for 7 p.m., with Saturday's contest getting underway at 3 o'clock. Morehead State Baseball is welcoming a new coach into the ranks. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Chris Rose, a highly accomplished coach in the junior college ranks, has joined the Morehead State Baseball staff as the volunteer assistant coach. Rose most recently was an assistant coach at Gulf Coast College, where he served for the 2020 and 2021 seasons. Rose helped coach the Conference Player of the Year, while GCC led its league in home runs both seasons. He coached four additional all-conference players. He began his coaching foray at his alma mater in Mobile, Alabama, where he was for 3 seasons. His team led the league in lowest ERA all 3 seasons, and Mobile took part in the 2001 College World Series. Originally from Findlay, Ohio, Rose was a 4-year letterman at Mobile, where he was a catcher. He graduated from Mobile with a bachelor's degree in business communication. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State Soccer is continuing to grind in the days leading up to their conference opener. The Eagles will be squaring off with the Panthers of Eastern Illinois Sunday. In the meantime, MSU head coach Warren Lipka says the team will continue to make strides in their offense and attacking the goal.
Like you said, we just go back to work tomorrow and this week to keep on working on that. But I'd be a little discouraged if we weren't creating chances and we weren't developing them. But we are doing that, so I think there's still good things to come.
Game time in Charleston Sunday is set for 2 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School football team will be on the road once again this week. It's the district opener for the Vikings as they head to Scott Friday. Currently at 3-2, the Vikings have been touching up on some things in the early parts of the season. Coach Kelly Ford says they've had to address some snapping issues, which are now under control.
We had one bad snap. Zach just took his eyes off of it, missed it, but it's really cleaned up on that end. And we're, each week, we just try to get ourselves better for the next week. And, in that area, we can't get the snap. We can't get the offense going. So, been a whole lot better from week one.
Kickoff Friday is set for 7:30. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's and the Patrick Center, Morehead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh,
Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. At 3:45, U.S. stocks were up sharply after the Federal Reserve indicated it doesn't see an imminent rollback of the monetary stimulus that has been supporting the economy throughout the pandemic. And the Dow Industrials showed a gain of 1.18% at 34,319.38. The S&P 500 was up 1.13% at 4,402.65, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 1.18% at 14,918.11. And, of course, the Federal Reserve has been buying $120 billion a month of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities since the start of the COVID crisis, and many anticipated that the Fed would signal a pullback to the stimulus at this meeting, and the Federal Open Market Committee voted unanimously to keep short-term rates anchored near zero at the conclusion of today's meeting. And stocks did come off of their highs after Fed Chair Powell said the central bank's further progress test has been met on its inflation mandate, and many members believe that test has been met on the employment mandate as well. And this indicates that the Fed is just about ready to begin removing stimulus, although, again, no announcement as far as actually removing it coming out today. Major averages have registered losses for the month, even though we were having a good day today. And, of course, September has been an historically weak month for stocks. Thus far in September, the S&P 500 is down 2.8%. And major averages did, of course, attempt to rebound yesterday but failed, with the Dow and S&P 500 finishing in the red yesterday for the fourth day in a row. And the Dow Industrials are actually down 3% for the month of September. At the center of investor concern is in battle with Chinese property developer Evergrande, which is facing a possible default if it can't make millions of dollars in debt payments on U.S. dollar-denominated bonds this week. Helping sentiment overnight was word from Evergrande that its real estate group would pay the interest on time this week on a mainland-traded bond denominated in yuan. And commodity-related stocks actually led the comeback today as fears eased about the ripple effects from Evergrande. Devon Energy was up more than 7%, while APA, Diamondback, and Marathon Oil all jumped about 5%. China Exposed Wind Resorts bounced back as it is up almost or over 2% in today's trading. On the other hand, FedEx shares tumbled 8% after profit fell at the shipper last quarter because of rising labor costs. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest up 17 cents at 345 at 717. Marathon Petroleum up 219 at $60.03 a share. AEP down 21 cents at 82.78. Lowe's up $2.89 at 209.16. CSX up 24 cents at 29.94. And U.S. Bancorp is up $1.02 at 58.12. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Keneally Roberts, Ethan Jenkins, Devin Bartley, Rachel Turner, and WUKY's Josh James. Hillard Lyons' Bud Luke in our feature segment today came from WMKY's very own Cassidy Stearman. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.